Hi guys, welcome back to the California Aggies Weekly Roundup. I'm your host, Mayuri Hanyan, the new media manager of the California Aggie, and I'm so excited to sit down with you guys this week and chat with you about this week's top stories.
I said loving you is bigger than my head, and then you dove in.
If you're interested in listening to the song of the week, go ahead and check out this week's Culture Corner by Anne Thistleton Dyer. The song of this week is Pool by Samia.
And then I said, I'm afraid that I need men.
UC Davis's 10-year pouring rights deal with Pepsi Beverages & Co. is expiring on August 31st, 2024. The pouring rights contract provides a number of benefits to the campus, such as the inclusion of contractual limits on price increases, funding for student scholarships and activities, disadvantaged youth programs, sustainability, and athletics. However, some on-campus groups, like the Environmental Policy and Planning Commission, have expressed opposition to the university re-signing an exclusive pouring rights deal with the company. On March 3rd, the EPPC wrote a letter to the Pouring Rights Committee stressing its concern about the current contract and requesting that the university not sign another pouring rights contract. As the environmental leaders of the number one most sustainable university in North America in 2022, UC Davis's association with the PepsiCo is in contradiction with our campus's environmental standards, the letter from EPPC states. Promoting the sale of beverages in single-use containers on campus directly undermines UC Davis's waste reduction and carbon footprint goals. For example, the pouring rights contract contributed to UC Davis not reaching its zero waste goal by 2020. To read more about the deal and the potential options that UC Davis will be considering when it expires, check out the full story on our website.
Before we have to move.
On Wednesday, May 17th, AFS CME 3299 members protested at the Hutchinson Intramural Field to demand an increase in University of California student worker wages to $25 per hour. This came as a response to planned pay increases for certain UC staff employees and a $500,000 raise for UCSD's Chancellor Pradeep Khosla. To hear why students believe pay increases for student workers are necessary, you can read the whole article, which is linked in the show notes. UC undergraduate students played a vital role in the introduction of AB 1138. A California State Assembly bill that would require UCs and California State Universities to provide free and safe transportation in a way that protects student anonymity to and from sexual assault forensic exams. The bill was introduced by Assemblymember Akilah Weber and was created by Generation Up, a student-led social justice organization and student activist coalition. Gen Up's Collegiate Chief of Staff, Allison Chan, who is a fourth-year student at UCLA, explained how the bill could help students. She explained, "To reduce barriers to receiving care, AB 1138 would mandate that all students have equal access to forensic services, thus increasing the reporting options of sexual assaults and fostering an environment of support for survivors." Despite passing through the Assembly's Higher Education Committee with a unanimous 12-0 vote, the bill is currently in the Appropriations Committee suspense file, according to Chan. Currently, Gen Up is working on getting the bill out of the suspense. One way they are doing this is by urging organizations to fill out a letter of support template. Individuals can also join the Sexual Assault Forensic Exam Transportation for Youth Coalition. Both of the links to these resources can be found in the full article on theaggie.org.
We don't talk much in the morning or begin when you just arrived, I find.
opinion writer Maya Kornieva is sharing tips and tricks for ordering at Starbucks straight from a barista. Here are some of her top hacks. Try swapping out the espresso shots in your go-to drink for the Starbucks Blonde Espresso. According to Maya, it is a lighter roast than the regular dark roast espresso, which makes it brighter and creamier, and the perfect roast to pair with Starbucks' signature syrups. Did you know that if you get any cold brew, iced coffee, black coffee, or tea, you're able to get a free refill the same day with the Starbucks app? Or pay a mere 50 cents in store? Well, now you do, just in time for finals season. Finally, Maya shared a secret that will help baristas and customers alike. Ordering tea lattes isn't super fun for Starbucks baristas to make, and they often aren't easy on the wallet either. Instead, try this order when you're craving an English breakfast tea latte. Order a black iced tea, no water, with half vanilla syrup and half brown sugar syrup, and a splash of your favorite milk or cream. Add a dash of sweet cream as an optional final touch. Have fun trying out these tips, and if you do, tag us in a picture of your order on Instagram. Aggies baseball suffered a tough loss against the UC Irvine Anteaters on Saturday, May 20th. The loss, which ended with a score of 13-2, ended the series against the Anteaters. UC Davis was unable to win a game in the series, and Irvine won it 2-0. The Aggies went on to celebrate their senior day on Sunday, honoring three graduates. The Aggies haven't won a game since May 7th, but they are on the road this weekend at Long Beach State, where they are down 0-1 in the series. Today and tomorrow's games will determine the contest. All right, and that's all the top stories of this week. Thank you guys so much for joining me once again for the Aggies Weekly Roundup. I'm still your host, Maya Rehanyan, and I'll chat with you guys next week.